Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am literally self-talking myself out of nervousness, so I hope I don't sound nervous. I'm going to try to not be nervous. And, I'm trying to calm down. Send me good positivity and good vibes. Good morning, good morning. So today I'm going to continue the For Women Only, the Your Worth It campaign that I did. Sometimes I get a lot of questions about like specifically what I did to overcome like the low self-esteem that I suffered and you know, just all the different things. So I thought I'd take a little bit of time and go through my Your Worth It campaign and some of the things that I did and just kind of like focus right there. So I'm gonna close the door, hold on. So as many of you know, if this is your first time, I'll kind of just catch you up to speed really quickly and then I'll kind of dive right into it. And so I shared on the podcast that I did by myself and episode 11 of the Love Hour Lovecast, which you can find on iTunes and SoundCloud. I shared just some of my journey about becoming basically the woman that I am today, overcoming a lot of, you know, just low self-esteem insecurities. And, you know, I'm thinking about the next one that I do talking about sexuality, because that was part of my whole campaign that I did. The first one was overcoming like low self-esteem, low self-confidence. And then after that one, I did like, you know, becoming into my own as far as, you know, stirring up my sex pot is concerned. So I'm thinking about doing that one, but I'm just going to kind of go in order. So this is the very first campaign that I did, and it was the You're Worth It campaign. And it was my quest to overcome, you know, my low self-esteem. So I'll tell you what I did, but I did a little bit of research last night, and I kind of did exactly like if you were to go see someone, some of the steps that they would do. And so I thought it was important that I share with you, because again, I get questions about it a lot. So what is low self-esteem? I'm not going to be like super teachy, but I am going to be a little bit teachy. So, because I like to teach. It is one of my giftings that I have is teaching. So low self-esteem, it's really about like the way that you value and feel about yourself and those inner thoughts that you have. And it was funny when I read that, because one of the first things I did when I started off on this campaign was, and I talked about it in the last, when I was on here by myself, the last For Women Only is what I'll call it, the self-talk. So one of the first things I did was look in the mirror and literally tell myself, you're worth it, you're worth it, you're worth it, you're worth it. And that value that you put on yourself is directly correlates to how you feel about yourself. So if you feel valuable, if you feel like you're worth something, if you feel, you know, just important and you place, you know, high esteem on yourself, it'll naturally come across in conversation, we're at work, with your friends, all these type of things. So a lot of times when you have low self-esteem, you don't place that value on yourself. And so you don't feel worth it. And you treat yourself that way too. When you're out in conversations, somebody's whispering, you automatically think they're talking about you. Something's going on at work, you automatically think that you're about to get fired. Like, you automatically, all that self-talk is the value that you're placing on yourself. And a lot of times what happens is we don't even really realize that we're doing that. Like, we are putting ourselves down. We have this image of perfection and we're trying to reach that image. And by doing that, we're rejecting what we are right now. And I thought that was so good. You have this image of beauty, the standard of beauty in your head. And because you don't reach that standard, you're naturally, automatically, you're rejecting who you are. If for me, beauty was light skin and long hair. This chocolate skin ain't going nowhere. Not today, not never. It's just always going to be here from today until the day you put me in the ground. There's nothing I can do about it. So I had to change what I thought was beautiful. I had to change my standard of beauty. And by doing that, I allowed myself to come into this framework of what I thought was beautiful. I hope that makes sense. Girl, no, not never. Not never, not ever. Yeah, you know what? I've just determined to make melanin on fleek a hashtag, because it is. Like, this chocolate is not going nowhere. It's on fleek all the time, every day, all the time. So that's the first thing, is you have to change the core belief about yourself. And one of the ways to do that is to change your mentality about that self-talk that you do. Yes, melanin on fleek. I'm about to make that a hashtag. And so thank you. You know what? Someone's asking about my foundation. I'm a focus. I actually use Drugstore Foundation. I use Cover, I think it's by Revlon. I think it's Color Stay, I think. But because I do have this melanin on fleek, they never have my color. So I have to take two and mix it and customize it, and it works for me. So anyways, so that's the first thing. You have to change your self-belief. You have to tell yourself that you are enough as you are. I'm enough as I am. Not once I get here, not one. And the thing about telling yourself that is because we all have heard of these stories about people who are like obsessed with like plastic surgery, because they have this image of what perfection is, what beautiful is, and then they reach it and then they're still striving for more. And the reason why is because Revlon, that cappuccino and caramel is what I use. So that combination, or I'm sorry, not that combination, that because you don't feel valuable within yourself, there's no amount of nothing, makeup, again, going back just to me and my own personal journey, my own personal testimony, makeup does not make up for low self-esteem. So when this comes off, I still have to be comfortable and confident in Melissa Fredericks. Like, this is still the woman I have to be comfortable with. So you can't make up for low self-esteem by putting on name brand outfits, labels, by putting on some makeup, by getting your hair done and getting these earrings done, because you'll never feel good enough inside. That self-talk doesn't go away because you got, you know, a Gucci purse and some Manolo Blahnik shoes. Like, no. And, you know, and your face is did up. Absolutely not. Your self is, your low, how you feel about yourself and that negative self-talk does not change. That's right. It's temporary. It's a temporary cover up for your insecurities. Absolutely. So you have to be comfortable and confident by yourself with who you are. When you look in the mirror and this makeup comes off and your hair is wrapped and your earrings are off, you have to be comfortable with who you are. And those were the conversations I had to have with Melissa. Those are the conversations I had to have with me. And to say, no, Melissa, you're enough. You are enough as you are, without exception, always and forever, you are enough. And once you start to believe that and feel confident in that, then it doesn't matter if you're made up, doesn't matter what you have on, you always, that confidence carries with you. That confidence goes with you regardless of what's going on the outside. So that was one of the first things I had to do, was just really, like, you know, overcome and change the core belief. Good morning. I don't know who that is. Callie. I had to change my core belief about me. First thing. And honestly, that's like, I really feel like this is like one of my missions. I don't know if that's the right word, but like really one of the platforms that I really wish to like encourage women is to be confident. And you have to really like create your own standard of beauty and don't compare. That's the other thing. Competition and comparison is the thief. Listen, it's out here to kill, steal, and destroy. It is the thief of self-esteem and self-confidence. Like, yes, passion, one of them. It is absolutely the thief of self-confidence and self-esteem. When I am comparing who I am and what I have against what you have and what you're doing and how you look, I'll never be happy with who I am, because I'll never be with who you are. So I have to say, no, I'm in competition with one, me and me alone, and who I was yesterday versus who I am today. All I want to do is be better than what I was yesterday. And staying on that path keeps you accomplished and feeling, you know, it keeps your self-esteem high, because you're not competing against something you can't obtain. I'll never, ever, ever, ever be Halle Berry. And I love her. Like, I just really do. I just really, like, seriously, like, she was my first girl crush. I just love everything about her. But I'll never be her. Like, truth is truth. I'll never be her. Absolutely not, never. So why would I continue to compare myself to her when there is nothing in this life that ever says I'm gonna wind up looking like her? Even with, like, seriously, I'm just not gonna be her. So you have to just really compare yourself against who you are and what you were yesterday and try to outdo and be better than that person yesterday. Okay, so again, achieving perfection does not change the way the voice in your head speaks to itself. You have to change the core belief about who you are. Okay? Yeah, she does have to change that. I swear, I forgot about that. Like, the only woman that does. So, I mean, and really, low self-esteem is really, it's really what it is. It's so funny. This lady yesterday, you can follow me on Instagram, @MissKevOnStage. I posted a tweet pic or whatever those things are with the words, but it's not a picture. And it said, I stalked, like, pretty girls on Instagram because I want to know, why are you so candid? How your makeup so blended? Where you buy that outfit? I always think that's hilarious because that's really what I do. But one of the girls, she commented yesterday, and it almost brought me to tears, actually. She said, the same beauty you see in others is what other people see in you. And I feel like that's true for everybody. We have this distorted view of ourselves where everybody else is better than us. Everybody else is prettier than us. Everybody else has something that we don't have. And the fact of the matter is, someone is looking at you. Can I point to you? Someone is looking at you and thinking, I wish I had. I wish I was like so-and-so. I wish this. I wish that. And so you really have to just, like, break those change of, like, distortation. Is that a word? you know, you don't feel so distorted. Lord, I'm struggling. Feel good about yourself is what I'm trying to say. That's what it is I'm trying to say, is that you should feel good about you. How about that? Yeah, you have to be your own standard of beauty. You have to be your own. There's a difference between women and aspiring women you want. Yes, I agree. And I'm inspired by a lot of people. Like, honestly, Kelly Rowland, everybody knows that I love Kelly Rowland. I love Gabrielle Union. I absolutely am inspired by them. And it is a very healthy inspiration that I feel about those people because they're dark skin and, you know, all these different types of things. But I don't want to be them. And a lot of times when we're comparing ourselves, it's an envy type of, and that's what makes you reject who you are because you want whatever they have. So, yeah. So be your own standard of beauty. And one of the things that I did, and this is kind of what I kind of want to end at. I don't know how long I've been on, but probably not that long. Maybe I'll take some questions because it's only been 15 minutes. One of the things that I did, and I was actually watching another Periscope, and this girl was talking about low self-esteem, and I watched it because I knew this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. And she did a love on fill in the blank. And I thought that was so good because I actually somewhat did that too. So what I'm going to challenge you all to do is low self-esteem. Listen, makeup does not cover for your low self-esteem. It doesn't. What I want to challenge you to do this week is to love on yourself. Pick a characteristic about yourself that you like and love on that and focus on that. So for me, actually, what got me all into makeup actually is I really like my eyes. I have almond-shaped eyes. They're not hooded. They're not, like, they're actually, like, the one thing that I was like, I just really like my eyes. They're just, like, I like them. As dumb as that is. But I was like, I really like them. And actually, that's what got me into eyeshadow. First makeup product I ever wore was eyeshadow because I liked my eyes. So I went to the MAC counter and had them tell me what to do and some shadows that I thought was good with the little three things that I got. And that's what I focused on. No, ma'am. Who is this? Callie Lynn. Don't say that you don't like anything about you because you are rejecting who you are. You have something that you like. And if it is something that you marginally like, love on it. until you like it. It could be your thighs. Like, thighs are in right now. Everybody wants to have big thighs. Child, put some tights on and love on your thighs. It could be, I used to hate my cheekbones. Now I love them. I have super, child, super high cheekbones, and they make my eyes disappear. I don't. But anyway, sometimes I love them, sometimes I hate it. It just depends on the day. Super high cheekbones. Buy some blush. You like your lips because full lips are in right now. Wear some lipstick. You could like, I just like earrings. I like my ears because they're small and they don't stick out. Child, that's small, that's minor. You can like it on your ears. Buy some earrings. Like, you like your hair because it's all thick, nice, and full. Child, do your hair this week. Do a real good job. Look on YouTube. I was just on YouTube the other day looking at, like, tutorial. Like, you absolutely can find. You can like your feet. Buy some open-toe shoes. Like, seriously. No, it doesn't have to be physical. It could be your smarts. It could be, I'm talking about beauty. So that's why I'm naming all these, like, physical characteristics, because that's usually where self-esteem stems from. Girl, you like being tall. Kevin, I don't like you right now. Anything that you like about yourself, find it and love on it. Like, seriously, put some tights on. I don't know what to do. What I'm trying to tell you is to love on it. Like, whatever it is you decide, yes, love on yourself challenge. Thank you for the hashtag. Thank you. Who said that for women only? He just being here trolling. Kevin, just be a troll. You love your nose. I don't, so I'm trying to learn how to contour. Yes, anything about yourself that you can find that you love, even if you marginally like it, like, I kind of like it, but I kind of wish it was like this, but it's like enough, child, love on that. Love on that. And so, seriously, for this week, find something about, and do it for the month, I don't care, like, however you want to do it. Find something about yourself and love on it. And then do the opposite. Find something you don't really like about yourself and love on that. Show it some attention until you get to a point where you do love it. Okay, yes. And once you, thank you, Shari. And once you do it, if you would like to tag me on, and I actually love that. Me and Deandra, my friend who's a makeup artist, we did our dupes video not that long ago. Use the hashtag love on yourself, tag me, and yes, I would actually love that. When people tag me when they buy their makeup and they've been doing, like, their eyes, like, oh, I'm going out on a date tonight, I bought this makeup, thank you so much, Miss Calvin Sage, for the inspiration. Like, it melts my heart. It really does. I'm so churchy. It does my heart good. Because I love to see women empowered. I love to see women feel good about themselves. I absolutely do. Because, I don't want to cry, but every time I get on here, y'all got me crying. The reason why is because I remember what it's like not to like who you see in the mirror. Ugh. I don't want to cry. Who's saying cry? Jason. Y'all are trolls. I remember looking in the mirror and wishing I can change so much about myself. So the list of things you can change was longer than the list of things that you like. I know that feeling. And I hated that feeling. That's why I did this. And I hate for women to feel that way. So, every time I get on here, I'll be trying to be cute and y'all just be making me cry. When I do the sex one, I'm not going to be crying because that one's sexy. Because I remember that, I really do feel like there's a difference between head knowledge and, like, experience. And because I've experienced these things, because I still very vividly remember those feelings, because I still struggle with low self-esteem and feeling worthy, and, you know, when people say different things, I have to force myself to say thank you and not respond, because I feel like I'm not really worthy of that compliment. Why would you tell me that? Like, those are still emotions that I go through. Because I'm still living that, I love to see women overcome those things. Like, I really, really, really do. And I think it's important because it's not just about the makeup. You know what I mean? It really isn't. It's about the movement, the journey that took me to the point where I can get on Periscope and share my story and share that without this shadow. But listen, honey, I love me. I do. I really do. I'm really liking the person that I've become. And I like myself without makeup. However, when I put on some like mascara and some blush and some lipstick and my hair is done, boop, like it's real. So there really is just like, you know, it's a journey. So anyway, that's all I really have to say. Yes, boop indeed. Okay, so I guess I'll take a few questions because I wanted to only go to like 10:30 and I have like 5 minutes. Okay, so last thing, what was the hashtag? Love yourself challenge. Shari, what? Thank you. Oh, my friends are so great. Love yourself challenge, hashtag love on, fill in the blank, whatever it is that you like about yourself. Find it. Love on yourself. Do it for yourself. Don't even do it for me. Like, do it for yourself. And then I guess I'll take like 5 minutes of questions. Thank you. I really do feel like transparency is ministry. Like, for real. Oh yeah, tap the hearts. Heart me up. Does feeling lonely have anything to do with your insecurity? For me, no. I didn't have that problem. I didn't. It wasn't a thing about feeling lonely. I honestly feel like I've been really thinking about this too, because I'm always like, I don't really know where this stemmed from. This is Diva by Mac. I think it came from comparison. That's what I think it came from. When I moved to Washington State, I was a teenager. My parents' finances were not on fleek. And everybody had stuff that I didn't have, from clothing to just all different types of things. And I think that came in and just, I think that was the seed. And then it just grew to just like an overwhelming proportion. I missed the good question, gorgeous brown eyes. What do you say to a single woman who feels hidden and invisible? What? Yeah, I agree. You gotta reassure yourself every single day. The thing about self-esteem is that it's how can someone have long-lasting self-esteem? It can stay, but then it goes. Okay, this is what I was gonna say. Your self-esteem cannot be hinged upon or dictated by other people. Your value cannot be placed, you cannot place value on yourself based on the value that other people place on you at all. And that's right, self-esteem is for yourself. So don't, when if it's going up and down, it's maybe because of the way other people are putting on you. So change your the monologue that you're having with yourself, change that monologue that says, again, you are worth it. You are of value always and forever without change. Always and forever without change. So if I stay exactly as I am today, if I'm there tomorrow and the day after, from now until you put me in the ground, I am worthy as I am without change, always. And those are the conversations you have to have with yourself on a daily basis. Look at yourself, naked faced, no makeup, and tell yourself you are worthy as you are, always and forever. Absolutely, someone said it starts with you. Absolutely. The way I feel about myself is not dictated by the likes I get on Instagram, the followers I have on Twitter, the friends I have on Facebook. Absolutely not. If I thought I was cute that day and I posted the Instagram picture and two of y'all liked it, well, I don't know what's wrong with the rest of y'all because I was cute. And that's how I feel about me. And there's nothing you can do to change that. Absolutely. Nothing you can do. Don't let how you feel about you be dictated about how other people feel about you, because other people are finicky and they change and they up and down, they hot and they cold and they up and they down. No. Be you. Be confident in you. Y'all got me excited. I'm in my teacher mode. I know my fingers are going all like this. You know, when I get excited and I teach, they fickle. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, next question. It starts at home. It starts with yourself. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. MAC products are overrated. Listen, I 100% agree that MAC products are overrated. I'm on a Melissa, don't buy no more MAC situation right now because they're too expensive. The lipsticks just went up to $17. Why? Why? Why is your lipstick $17? What if you feel lost after marriage and kids? Actually, I think that's a great question. What if you feel lost after marriage and kids that I might try to address? Because I actually went through a period of time where I was trying to search myself. Before I go on these, I really try to do like, yes, $17. I really try to go through like a self reflection about how I got there, the things that I did, so I can just kind of be honest with you guys. So it is something I'm looking into. What about Billy? I can't tell what you're saying. LA girl has good dupes for Mac. Oh, is that DeAndre? Hi, D. Yeah, $17 is a lot. Saying it, you know what? I'm not going to downplay that saying things out of my mouth is easier than actually doing it. I'm not going, listen, I started this journey at 28 and I am 32. I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm not that old. And so it's been 4 years and I just said it's something that I still struggle with to this day. When that lady left a comment last night, I waited about an hour to an hour and a half having a conversation with myself while I'm writing my notes for today about how I felt about that comment and if I should respond, if I shouldn't respond, like how do I feel about this? Like it took me a while to respond. I'm like super like an overthinker sometimes. So I'm not going to say it's not easy. What I am going to say is that it can be done because I'm proof of that. It's a journey. I get better and better every day. I have my good days, I have my bad days. But the fact of the matter is it can be done. And I know that because I did it. What did the lady say? The lady said saying it is easier than doing it and believing it. So saying that you're worth it is so much easier than actually believing it and doing it. How did you go back to yourself after being a mother and wife? Going through, so the question was, how did you go back to feeling like yourself after being a mother and a wife? This journey, this Your Worth It campaign is all part of Melissa getting back to Melissa. Not Melissa the mother, not Melissa the wife, but Melissa the person. So all of this, I did the You're Worth It. I, you know, went through my whole self-esteem thing. And then after that, I went on my sex pot journey. So I'll talk about that one next because growing up in the church and sex is like, sometimes they're contradictory. Nyx is a good line too. Nyx is a good line. I actually love Nyx. I have a lot of Nyx stuff. Yeah, I agree. See, the thing about being married is that your man will always love you for who you are. Absolutely. Yeah, I use the recycling program. That's the only, yeah, I know. And you get, I know. The man will always love you for you, flaws and all. They do. And that's great. Men should, they absolutely should. But how they feel about you won't change how you feel about you. Come on, somebody, I'm preaching. Can I get some amen lights? How they feel about you won't change how you feel about you. Your husband can tell you you cute till you blue in the face. I love you, baby. I love your thighs. I love, you know, the little thick you got, this, that, and the other. But if you don't like it, that inner monologue that you're having does not change at all. The value that you feel and put on yourself does not change at all. So thank you, boo. I'm happy you love me. But I have to get to a point where I love me. Girl, yes, little booty, that's Kev. And that's honestly part of my journey. Kev was like, I love you. I don't understand why you feel like this because I really love you. And I love that you love me. But I have to love me. So when I get up in the morning and I get dressed and I put my, you know, makeup on, all these type of things, I'm not doing it for you. I'm not doing it for the attention of other people. I'm doing it for me. So when I walk past the mirror and I see myself, I'm like, oh, boo, you cute today. Who did that? Look at this highlight. Yeah, it's for me. It's not for nobody else. Yeah, it's a constant journey. A constant journey. And I'm not here like, ooh, Melissa arrived. Child, no. Because I promise you, these are still things that I go through. For real. Is that it? Did I miss any questions, Kev, Sharice? Did I miss any good questions? Hi, Tawanda. Yeah, I think that's it. Listen, right, for real. And I, you know, I've learned to, because sometimes I'm like, yeah, if you really knew my story, because people, you know, whatever. Anyway, say the hashtag one more time. The hashtag is, I forgot. Love on challenge, child. You know, I'm remembering that good. I forgot the challenge. Love on me? Was it love on me? No, I think it was something else. Love yourself challenge. I gotta write it down because I'm gonna forget. Y'all know my memory is not. Okay, so the hashtag is love yourself. Love yourself challenge. Feel free to tag me. If you don't want to tag me, that's fine too. Like, but you absolutely... on Instagram, you can hashtag on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. Feel free to tag me or, you know, whatever. I love that stuff. So feel free to tag me. You can follow me on Facebook and just, you know, include me in your picture. Melissa Fredericks, or you can, I don't really do Twitter that much. I try to go on like once a day to like, respond to people who tag me and stuff. But yes, and you can hashtag melanin on Flink Boo. Yes, so you can do love on, you can do love yourself challenge, you could do your worth it, like you could do whatever. Tag me in it and I would love to see it. If you want me to repost you, like, it's fine, like for real for real. I'm totally 100% cool with it because it's one of my favorite things is to see other women feel good about themselves. Okay, so I think that's it. Yes, your love yourself challenge is my final answer, Alex. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining this morning. Thank you guys so much for your encouragement. It really means, you know, it always means a lot to me because, again, this is a journey for me. I'll be feeling some type of way about myself doing this kind of stuff. So it's always nice to hear positive feedback. So thank you guys so much for joining. I hope that I help somebody. That's always my number one goal, is to just help somebody. Help somebody feel good about you. Okay? So, I am going to turn on the smile song again by Kirk Franklin because I think it's appropriate. I'm trying to put the smile back on your face. And then I'm going to sign out. I don't know where the volume is. Thank you. What time will the next one be? 10 o'clock, love hour. I think Kev's out of town next week again. So I will be here doing it by myself. If you have topics, feel free to email. KevOnStage@gmail.com. He always sends them to me. If you have questions, you have a suggestion for a topic. Love on yourself this week. Love on yourself this week. Love on yourself this week. I have to finish getting my kids ready so we can go to church. Thank you guys. See you next week.